101.7 AM 920 KWAD. It's 8:28. My name is CJ Baumgartner. Good morning in downtown Wadena. 72 degrees, a little bit of clouds building up this morning. And we are having the opportunity to talk with Kim Daly. She is a part of the Wadena County 4-H and talking about all the stuff that's going on there. She joins us live in studio this morning. Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Good.
And so a lot of stuff going on here. I understand you guys just had a picnic last night.
We did. Our first ever picnic, thanks to our great support staff, Chris Kempenick. She thought of it, arranged it, executed it. We had a bunch of kids show up. We did some fun Minute to Win It games, had some free food and prizes, and played with some water balloons. It was a great time.
Sure. And so was that just kind of to get all the 4-H'ers together and just kind of have a little fun night out?
It was. All the time we see each other, we're busy. We're doing something. And so this was more of a, hey, let's relax and get to know our other clubs and just kind of hang out.
Awesome. Awesome. So busy month ahead with the state fair and some other things coming up, Kim. So what's going on with Wadena County 4-H this month?
So we're very excited. We are sending 35 young people down to the state fair.
Wow.
Lots more. Last year we sent 17. So the numbers keep growing and it's fantastic. And all of the money that's raised during the fair at the food stand or in the spring with your fruit sales goes to help those kids get down there. Whether it's a little bit of reimbursement for gas for the parents or helping them pay for their registration fees. We do everything we can to make sure each kid has the opportunity to show at the state fair.
Awesome. And you mentioned that number getting bigger, and you just kind of maybe walk us through a little bit of the process of how does somebody get registered for the state fair? How does that process work? Who's eligible? Just kind of walk us through that.
Sure. So any champion or reserve champion exhibit at the state fair, whether it's an animal or an exhibit in our building, is eligible as long as the 4-H'er has completed sixth grade. That's a state requirement. So they have to be sixth grade, completed sixth grade or older. And then we create what's called a state fair lineup. We have a certain quota from the state of the number of exhibits we're allowed to send in each project area. And we try to fill that quota as much as possible. And we did this year with the dairy people and with our food preservation. So we're sending as many as we can in those two areas. And the other ones, there's always room for more to go.
Yeah, and so like you said, that number is getting bigger. Kind of what leads to that? Is it just more kids out in 4-H's and more kids who are eligible to go? What's been the reason for that big spike?
It's a little bit of everything. There are more kids out in 4-H. There's also kids who've gone to the state fair previously and come back and share their positive experience with everyone. And it's a comfort level for the parents as well, because this is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
Especially if you're bringing an animal.
Yeah, you know, bringing a cow or a goat or anything down to the cities and down to the state fairgrounds can be a bit of an experience. But just being down at the state fair, what's that experience like, and how rewarding is it for these kids and their families to get to show it off, not just for the local people in the area, but to showcase it for the entire state?
It's nothing short of amazing. The kids always come back with positive reports. They're full of smiles. Some of them don't do as well on a state level as they do locally, but it's a learning experience, and that's how they grow. It's a big dedication, you know. The static exhibits, the non-animals, are obviously much easier. You get judged, and then you're free to roam the fairgrounds for a day. But the animals are very intensive. You're responsible for your own feed and water and bedding, and you need to take care of that animal the entire time it's there. And just to clarify, they aren't there the entire state fair.
Yeah.
Just a few days.
And, you know, it's just that really fun experience, like you said. And like you said, it's a learning experience. That's the whole thing, is you get to, you know, like you said, maybe you find some guy who's down in, some kid down in Kandy, Ojai County, who does a really, really good job, and they get to learn. They get to talk with other people from around the state and get to connect and kind of network. And it's a really good experience for people like that.
Absolutely. It's a great time. Cute story. My dad and all of his brothers and sisters went to the state fair, and my uncle was working at the food stand at the 4-H building, and he met his future wife there.
Wow.
And they have now been married 50 years.
Awesome. See, exactly. It's 4-H, creating a bunch of stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
Awesome. So, Kim, I understand you guys have a bit of an undertaking going on with Wadena County 4-H and some buildings and stuff like that. Why don't you just give us the update?
Yes. So I was approached a few months ago by Dan Sartell, who is a big Wadena County supporter, and he was actually instrumental in building the 4-H building back in 1985. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, we got to do stuff for young kids in this county. We need to, you know, get together and provide more opportunities and for the community at the same time. So we formed a nonprofit called Friends of Wadena County Youth, and we have a board of 9 members, and we are just starting the fundraising process now. We've got phases to renovate the existing 4-H building because it is 40 years old, and bathrooms and kitchen have never been upgraded. So we're accepting donations, and we're going to plan a few fundraisers, and Super One has already stepped in. If you shop at Super One, you'll get a screen at the end of your checkout that asks if you want to donate to the Friends of Wadena County Youth. So the nonprofit is going to help all different organizations, but the 4-H was their first organization they chose.
Sure.
And we actually start renovations this fall in phase one.
Awesome. So what does that phase one kind of look like?
So phase one, previously the 4-H building is shut down for 6 months from October to April. We are going to make it usable year-round for community groups, for we've got the square dancers coming in for practices and lessons. We have, we've always helped out large groups for banquets and things mm-hmm. like that. We are going to keep it open for our 4-H clubs to meet there so they don't have to pay for a space. So the walls have already been insulated in the back. We're going to insulate the ceiling and put in some acoustic tiles and hopefully wire it for sound. So it'll be warm year-round. Unfortunately, that means our loyal storage customers aren't able to store their vehicles and boats in there anymore, but we're moving up.
Yeah, it's a like you said, it's a good change and something that's going to really help the kids of this community. And that nonprofit forming is a really positive development, something that's really good to see and just really fun to help out the kids of this area and give them the resources to do things like 4-H and get to have those experiences. So what's it like just kind of seeing that come together and just getting to kind of be a part of that process?
Oh, it's fantastic. We have had nothing but positive comments from everyone in the community. They're willing to help. They want to hear about it. We're kind of growing faster than we were prepared for, but that's not a bad thing either. I've been involved in starting a nonprofit where I lived previously in Big Lake, and this has been such a smooth process. And we've got Dana with the chamber. She's on our organization's mm-hmm. board, and we've got Randy out at the Friendly Rider. And we want to welcome everybody in the community because this is going to be a meeting place, big, small, weddings, you know, meetings, things like that. So it's fun to see a community come together, and the support has been amazing.
Yeah, you talk about that, different members of the community coming together to support organization, business owners, and all that, stepping together to invest in the kids and in the community, and it's a really positive development. So, Kim, while we got you in here, anything else you want to mention? Otherwise, where can people find you at Wadena County 4-H?
We always have things going on. We've got not only the state fair coming up, we have the state horse show, the state dog show, the state shoot. We have 30 members going to the state shoot. We have a Northeast Livestock Show coming up in September as well. It, just always something happening, and you're welcome to stop in anytime. I am at 221 Harry Rich Drive in the Highway Department building, or you can call Wadena County 4-H at 631-7623.
We're talking with Kim Daly. She's a part of Wadena County 4-H and a lot of really fun stuff happening with the state fair, a lot of really fun developments with what's going on, just with their buildings and all that stuff and the community involvement. So, Kim, really great to have you in studio. Thanks for sharing this information with us. It's really awesome to
hear. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can catch it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.